Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready to get back in your groove again? Stay tuned for another great podcast with Linda G. Robert. That's me.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Linda G. Robert, your Back in the Groove Again coach, helping you live your best life now so you can love what you do. You know, well, some of the things that come up when you're decluttering is, what am I going to do now without, or I am nothing without this, without that, without this? That's what I want to talk about. Every now and then, as I think about what I've gotten rid of over the last few years or what I've sold, like my house, every now and then, a little tiny little voice says to you, who are you now? You have nothing. You are nothing. It comes up. It comes up every now and then. And sometimes I believe it. Sometimes I think, you're right. I don't own a house anymore. I don't own furniture. I got rid of so many things. And who am I now without these belongings, these personal belongings? And I think that's part of the reason why I want an apartment again, although I'm not going to. But, you know, I think that's part of the reasons why I thought of having my own space again. Yeah, so I could start gathering things, putting things in there, and realizing that I am something. But why do we measure ourselves against the possessions that we have? Why is it that I hold on to things and think that one day I'll need it, and one day I'll have an apartment again, and I'll be able to put these things to remind me that I am something? Is that why? That I am a person that had a past? That's so interesting when you think about it, right? Because all of these things are bits and pieces of our past. Tiny little reminders, like my books, like my theses. I have two theses, one from my 93 master's thesis and one from my 2003 thesis, master's thesis of education, that I have among my books. And I have some books. Now, I did get rid of all sorts of books over the years, believe me, but there are certain books, like those books, that remind me that I have an education. I am a smart woman. Ego, ego, ego. No, seriously, why do we hold on to these things that remind us of the past that we've had, when my mind, my memory is quite good? My mind does remind me of who I am. My memories are still intact. But yet, having a book on that shelf, when I really, really think about it, I am not going to use the content of those two books, theses, more than likely ever again, especially with the world we live in now. Heck, everything's available online anyways. Why do I need those things? Gee, God, I'm almost talking myself into getting rid of them. So, the whole point is that we are not our things. Our things do not reflect who we are today. They might have reflected who we were at a very specific point in time in the past. And guess what? 10 or 50 partner, dare I say 20 years later, dare I say 20 years later in some cases, that they don't reflect who I am today. The knowledge is there. It's in my intact brain. Thank goodness I still have a really good brain. But I'm a different person now. And those things like those books, well, it doesn't mean I'm going to get rid of all of them. Some of them I'm going to keep for now until I decide to declutter again. But the point is that they do not reflect who I am today. And so every now and then, it's very important to consider what is important now for me. What am I holding on to that reminds me of who I was? Maybe these things reminded me of who I was when I didn't like myself. Maybe these things remind me of who I was when I had more. Whatever it is for you, go through some processing. Go through some questions. And adore yourself today. Love yourself today and know that you don't really need any physical objects, especially, like I'm really talking about, especially when we're decluttering here, you don't really need physical objects to validate that you are a loving, kind, beautiful human being and human and soul. You don't really need that. You simply are. You simply are a beautiful soul. And those objects sometimes weigh you down. Like they are certainly weighing me down. I'm having to freaking think about what I'm going to do with these things again. Again. They're weighing me down. You know, it's so easy when we just leave them in a bloody storage or leave them in a house or leave them in a room and ignore them. But, see, in my case, I'm not living with that. It's easy to ignore, but it's still there. It's still weighing on my mind that I have unfinished business. And I imagine that if you do live in an apartment that has a lot of things in it, and I'm not necessarily talking about hoarding here, whatever, you know, it could be hoarding or it could be simply things that you have been holding on to forever. I imagine that at some point it is going to weigh on you. It is going to suck your energy. So why not just get rid of the things that are draining you and keep the things that are happy memories? That's one way to decide. Is this draining me? Are they reminding me of the past, and maybe there are certain things about the past that I have moved on? Or are they reminding me of a joyful moment? I have photos of me and my kids and grandkids that I'm going to be keeping, but there's also photos of me when I traveled. One of them in particular, I'm in the ocean getting kind of covered by all the waves, and that brings such a joyful smile on my face. I'm keeping that. So, you know, give that some thought. At some point, these things, objects, will have to go, and either it's going to be you or it's going to be your kids or grandkids. And on the one hand, it's easier if it's the kids, sure. That way you don't have to worry about it. But on the other hand, it's so much easier just to say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of the things that don't bring me any pleasure anymore. Things that remind me of moments that I don't need to be reminded of. And I'm going to keep the things that bring me joy. And whatever I need to purchase, if I ever need to purchase it, like my knitting, as an example, then I'll make a decision whether I really need that or want that or not. If you want to talk about this, you know where I am, backinthegrooveagain@gmail.com. Go to my website for information on my services. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Bye now. Have a great day.
Well, there you go. Another wonderful podcast by me, Linda G. Robert. I'm your Back in the Groove Again coach, helping you live your best life now so that you can love what you do. Let's get you back in the groove again. Have yourself a great day.